This is the United States Eventing Association's official podcast. Hello and welcome to the program. I'm Chris Stafford, and in this first episode of 2017, we have a review of the upcoming symposium that takes place at Longwood Farm South in Ocala and the Ocala Jockey Club from February the 20th through the 22nd, where the Instructor Certification Program and the USEA's Future Event Horse and Young Event Horse programs are teaming up to bring USEA members the ultimate educational opportunity this winter in Florida. Later on in the program, we'll be hearing from Robin Walker, who will tell us about the FEH program. And then after that, Tim Holkamp will be here to explain what's in store for the Young Event Horse program. But first, Sue Hershey tells us about the Instructor Certification Symposium that will be held on Monday and Tuesday, February 20th and 21st. It's going to be a very busy few days, Sue. Welcome back.
Thank you. It will be busy, and that busyness is on purpose in that it's the first year that we, on behalf of the USEA, have scheduled those three kinds of presentations close enough together that anyone traveling to Ocala, or living in Ocala for that matter, who is interested in one of the presentations will find it very easy to stay an extra day or come an extra day early in order to hear more than one of the program's presentations. So we are excited about this because it's the first time we've ever scheduled things in this manner. You know, I'm very proud of the fact that the Instructor Certification Program, which has been so well supported by USEA since we began putting it together in 1999, which seems an awfully long time ago now, we have been offering the yearly symposium at Longwood Farm, Betsy Watkins Longwood Farm in Ocala, since 2006. So this makes actually the 12th year we will have scheduled a well-known presenter, this time an Australian who lives in England, Chris Burton, coming to present. And we're proud of the variety of very high-quality people we've had, and we're just excited by the number of riders who want to participate and equally excited by the large numbers of people who come to be part of the audience.
Well, as you mentioned there, Chris Burton is a very well-known Australian rider. He's an Olympian. He won the Burley CCI four-star event, of course, and he's a Le Lion d'Angers winner as well. So very fitting for this symposium and a wealth of experience. So how are you going to structure those 2 days with Chris?
Right. Well, those 2 days are Monday and Tuesday, as always. We always use a Monday and Tuesday because those are the most likely days when horse people are less busy, assuming they're also competitors competing on weekends, although anyone horse interested is invited to attend, of course, in the audience. But the first day, Chris will be teaching dressage training to individuals riding for 30 minutes each throughout the day, and we will start with young horses, 4- and 5-year-olds. In the morning, there will be 4-, 5-, 6-, and 7-year-olds being ridden one at a time, with him focusing on exclusively that horse rider pair for that 30-minute period. And then in the afternoon, training through advanced horse rider pairs. So regardless of the level at which you are competing or you are teaching, or you have competed or taught in the past, or you're planning to in the future, you really get, from staying the whole day, a full understanding of the significance of good basics for the hardest movements in the dressage arena. And it's really a wonderful learning experience for everybody, riders, horses, audience, and hopefully presenter.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we do allow questions, of course, and invite the presenter to answer, and I'm sure that Chris will be eager to do that. On the second day, Tuesday, February 21st, He will be teaching cross country to small groups of riders, again, starting with young horses in the morning and moving on so that he ends the day on Tuesday with intermediate advanced groups. And that will be obviously on the cross country, one of the cross country fields at Longwood.
Right, so very busy 2 days there at Longwood. And to audit for the ICP symposium, how do our listeners go about that, Sue?
You mean to be part of the audience?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, they can register ahead with Nancy Knight, who is on our ICP committee and is a part of the USEA staff in Virginia. It's very easy. You just connect with her, Nancy, at useventing.com, or call her, 703-669-9997, or study the USEA website and look for the article that has a registration form so that you can register ahead of time and pay the fee, which is quite very reasonable, in order to be an audience member. You do not have to register ahead, however, I hasten to add. I mean, you can decide the morning of and just drive to Longwood and enter and, you know, pay the fee there and watch and listen. So it's really very open. You can register ahead or not.
Sue, thank you very much indeed for coming on the program and telling us about the ICP Symposium. We'll hear more about Young Event Horse and future Event Horse programs that are running in conjunction with the ICP at Longwood Farm South in Ocala, Florida. Thank you so much for taking the time to come on the program, Sue.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Well, joining me now is Robin Walker to talk about the future Event Horse program that will take place during that symposium. It's going to be a very busy few days. Robin, welcome back and tell us exactly what you've got in store for the future Event Horse program.
Well, we started out at the convention with a brief introduction of the four-year-old ridden class, which is a bridge from the three-year-old through to the YEH year for people who don't want to go and do that or don't feel that they're up to it or the horses are a bit backward or they just need to be doing something but they don't feel that the horses need to be put under that kind of pressure. So to get it done in their fourth year. So that was introduced at the convention. That's going to be expanded in the afternoon session. We got the score sheets out. We did the basic introduction of that. That'll be explained in detail here at Longwood in the indoor in the afternoon. Susan will be helping us with that. In the morning will be the thing that I've wanted to do for a number of years, which is a more in-depth discussion on what we should be breeding. If we've had a good successful year now with the jump shoot on both coasts and people are getting the idea and things have gone well. And it's largely been well received. So, but Phyllis and I were talking after we judged and, you know, if we're going to make any significant inroads here, we've got to remember, I think, that we have got to produce a horse that not only will do the test, but can also gallop and jump. So now we're in a place where we can actually evaluate the jump, which is great. So I wanted to start down the road of what we should be breeding, because in a lot of cases we're seeing horses at 3 years old that they're not really showing enough refinement. And so I wanted to start that discussion. And Chris Ryan from Ireland, who's been a friend of mine for an awful long time and involved in a lot of different ways over there. You guys will know him best over here for finding McKinley, who obviously ended up with Gina and won a silver medal. And there's been a load of other horses that he's been involved in as a selector for the Elite Event Horse Sale at Go for Gold and privately and as a judge and blah, blah, blah. So that's going to be the... that's going to be the thrust of the morning, I think, where the program is mature enough now and we're deep enough that we can start to have a more in-depth discussion about how you start to create a pipeline from your breeding stock all the way up.
So what's the actual schedule then throughout that time that Chris is with us as the panelist and the clinician, Robin? How will the day unfold?
We'll be starting 8 o'clock. Chris will be there. We'll have a PowerPoint. We'll have a discussion of what we have seen this last year in the finals, and there's been some research done on how those horses are bred, and then there'll be some examples of horses that have made it through to the top and their pedigrees and the amount of thoroughbred blood that is involved in the decision making. And something that struck me when I was at Fairhill and then going to Mid-South the next week was the difference in the jogs from the 1-star and the 2-star and the 3-star. And I think we're at the point now where when you're looking at model and type for the real upper level horses, that's going to be the thrust starting at 8 o'clock in the morning of how do we start to get to that point? How do you look at your stock and how do you make those decisions about what are we going to do if we're going to try and breed a potential real horse, you know?
Right, and so that is all about bloodlines, the type and so on. And then, yep. and teaching us how to breed and produce those types as well. And then on February the 22nd, which is the Wednesday, the focus turns to the Young Event Horse program. So you're going to have how long to focus on just the future event horse?
Well, Monday will be our day, and it'll start with that in the morning. In the afternoon, we'll come over to Longwood after lunch, and the four-year-old class will be expanded on further. There's been discussion quietly behind the scenes for a year or two now on do we start with the breaking process. And to be honest with you, I'll be absolutely candid. I've avoided that because it's not for everybody, and you've got to know what you're doing. We've got a bunch of our own homebred horses here, two coming threes that are here to get started. But I thought that we might just start having that discussion if we get any extra time after that four-year-old classes, after that four-year-old demonstration is finished, because with the ICP being asked by YEH to start organising that side of how do you put breeders in connection with people who can take on a young horse and start it and get it going, we're inevitably going to get involved in that discussion. So if we have time in the afternoon, and I'm just going to see how it unfolds, we've got the safety of the indoor here and the safety of the paddocks. We might get into a little bit of that, but that is going to just be on according to how the afternoon is going. So the main focus of the day for FEH will be in the morning will be a real in-depth discussion of if we're going to start to breed a better quality horse. It improves every year. I've judged it. We've seen the quality is improving all the time, but we're not seeing yet enough of the potential real superstars. So that's where I wanted to go with that. And like I said, the four-year-old, that's going to take a bit of time. People have got to get their mind around that. There'll be a demo. There'll actually be loose jumping in the finals, but that won't be obviously involved on the seminar here because we don't have the jump chute down here set up. But those four-year-olds will actually jump loose in the finals. So that's going to take Susan and I a good bit of time to explain that to everybody so they know what they're getting into if they choose to go into that with a horse that, you know, they don't feel is ready for the full YEH experience. And then again, if we have that little bit of extra time, we'll end up with long lines and a bit of driving and showing just the way we did it when we were growing up in England, you know, in Ireland.
All right. That is, of course, Susan Graham-White, who will be joining you for this, as always.
Correct.
Robin.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be a very busy few days there in Ocala. We appreciate you coming on the program and telling us about it. And people can go to the website, of course, and get more information on the symposium.
Exactly.
Thank you so much indeed for your time, Robin.
You're welcome. Thanks very much.
Tim Holcamp joins me now. Welcome back to the program, Tim.
Thank you. Nice to be with you.
Well, this year we're going to do things a little bit differently. Some combined events here, which hopefully will help people with their travel arrangements. Tim, and it will be a larger crowd. So tell us what's in store.
Well, you've exactly identified the two main reasons that we did this. One is to allow people to come to Florida and get a great deal more educational opportunity with one trip. And the other is to combine our resources to provide an outstanding international instructor in the form of Chris Burton, who is currently quite the fellow in eventing and has some pretty amazing things to offer. I was in France for the Lion, Le Lion d'Angers, in October and watched him perform in ways that I thought were extremely impressive, to put it mildly. And I think that he'll be able to convey and educate in a way that people will find a great deal of value in. This year, Chris, we're going to change our curriculum for the Young Event Horse Seminar a little bit, in the sense that in the past we've mainly focused on explaining and teaching how the judging is done for the Young Event Horse program. There are some aspects to the judging that are not paralleled by any other competition in any horse sport in the United States. So it takes a while for us to get our judges, our competitors, and others fully informed on how this works. We did it. And now what we'd like to do is get more interested and focused on selection and preparation of young horses for the Young Event Horse Competition, and for that matter, for eventing, particularly upper-level eventing. That's where the curriculum is going to go, but the format will be about the same as it was, which is lectures in the morning and demonstrations in the afternoon. Last year, we had a tremendously positive feedback for something that we just were experimenting with, which was to allow our experts to catch ride horses and explain what they felt and saw and attempt to improve the horses right on the spot. The fact that Kai Steffenmeyer and Leslie Law were able to do that left the audience more or less awestruck. People were talking about it for days afterward. So being clever, we've decided we'd better do that again, and we will, this time with Chris and Leslie Law again in the afternoon. There'll also be a couple of hours of riders riding their own horses and comments and instructions from Chris Burton. We will have a somewhat different curriculum in the morning from what we've had in the past. It'll be different material presented, definitely, with different people presenting it, but again, focused on selection and preparation of young event horses.
And it will be divided into two venues. We should point that out. There will be Longwood, as usual, that Longwood Farm South, that will be used for the practical aspects, and then the classroom sessions will be at the clubhouse at the Ocala Jockey Club. For those who went to the event last fall, they'll know exactly where that is, just 10 minutes from Longwood.
Yes, it's a little more than 10 minutes, but it's close by. We have, oddly enough, run into a problem finding a venue where we can project slides and seat 100 to 150 people comfortably with good acoustics and audiovisual aspects. The Jockey Club last year offered us their clubhouse for that purpose, and it was a success. There's no doubt about it. It worked very well, both from a presenter's point of view and also the audience. We're hoping to be able to do exactly the same thing again this year.
And is there anything else that you would like our listeners to know, Tim, about the symposium this year, now that it's combined, that they should know about the Young Event Horse Program? Because, as you say, all roads do lead to Leon with the right horse.
Yes. I'm tempted to tout, but should probably stay away from, the very important fact that the ICP program has taken on a whole new certification chapter of their program that will allow people to become certified as trainers of young event horses, which we're thrilled by, and that's part of the reason that we've conjoined the symposia this year. I think that there are dozens, maybe hundreds, of eventers out there with curiosity about exactly where that program's going to go, how it'll be morphed into something useful as a training and certification project. This is the place to find it. It's being birthed at this symposium, more or less. The ICP folks, the leadership, have been working hard on a curriculum for this, and it'll be kind of rolled out at this symposium. I hope people from all over the country will understand that coming will give them actually 3 days of young horse exposure and education that will be useful, and they can help form it as well with questions and comments. This is a big step forward for event horse development, and hopefully we'll set the projected pathway on the right course for what we're really after, which is to produce really good eventing horses at all levels, but particularly at the upper levels.
A wonderful opportunity, Tim, and thank you very much indeed for coming on the show and previewing the symposium this year in Ocala, Florida, from the 20th to 22nd of February. Thank you so much, Tim.
You're quite welcome. Thank you.
And the fee for attending the training and education of the Young Event Horse Symposium with the FEH and YEH programs will be a one-time fee of $50, whether you choose to attend one or both days. That's Monday, February the 20th, and Wednesday, February the 22nd. Please keep in mind that attendees may audit both Monday and Wednesday for a total of $50, and then receive a discount to audit the ICP Symposium on Tuesday for just $35. You'll find more information on the website at useventing.com, where there's also the ICP Symposium registration and the Young Eventing Horse Symposium registration. That's all at useventing.com. And don't forget to check for updates on our social media channels at USEA. You can subscribe to this podcast by going to the iTunes podcast store. Just look for USEA and download it to your mobile device, to any podcast app, and you can also listen to it directly on the website at useventing.com. Until the next time, thank you for listening wherever you are in the world, and enjoy your eventing.